The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Some people expect solutions to be expensive to be effective. This is not true. Everyone needs somebody who can be supportive and a guide. You'll find the answers you're looking for and the tools to both find answers and offer solutions on the Dr. Melanie Show. Now, here's your host, Dr. Melanie Barton.
Welcome to the Dr. Melanie Show on the Health and Wellness Channel. For you veteran listeners, you know that this show is based on the prayer wheel concept, that we have to have a balance in six areas of our life. Well, every day I sit down and visualize the goals that I have as if they were already accomplished. And since I introduced this idea to you, the listeners, I have accomplished four of my short-term goals, and my long-term goals are in the process of being accomplished as well. So what that means is it's time to start a new chart. And I've been using this for 37 years with great success. If you haven't tried it yet, go to www.thedrmelanieshow.com and download the resource from the resource library. And if you got any questions about how to do it, contact me at drmelaniebarton@gmail.com. I want to hear from you about how this tool is and has been helpful to you. Skeptics will say, how can visualize something make it happen? Well, it's not the visualizing that makes something happen, but the process removes the roadblocks that tell us we can't accomplish things. You see, our minds believe what our unconscious mind tells us to believe. And our unconscious mind is filled with all kinds of data from the past, our parents, all sorts of influences. So when you have a positive thought, what happens? Do you hear that little voice in your head that says, that's not possible, you don't deserve it, you're not smart enough? Well, when we visualize something positively, we're turning off or taping over that negative unconscious tape with a vision of, yes, I can, I will do it. Ask any successful athlete, how do they accomplish what they did? And they'll tell you, I pictured it over and over again. So when I finally did it, it was like I had already done it. So this prayer wheel tool will help you. It's not going to do it for you. And if you just hear me talk about it, but don't do it, it won't do you any good. So today we're going to talk about two of those six focus areas, the mental and physical aspects of our life. There's an online publication called Natural Health Outlook, and there was an article in that called The Mind-Body Link, a Powerful Tool. There was a study done with 335 patients who are going to undergo surgery that could involve potential blood loss. So they taught this group how to visualize lessened blood loss and how to have rapid healing. And guess what happened? They stayed in the hospital one day less and had 43% less blood loss than the other four groups. So as you can see, the mind is a powerful tool. For those of us who are involved in the healing arts, as you may have noticed like I have, a lot of it's involved with retraining the brain or getting the two hemispheres of the brain to work together. EMDR, NLP, and Psych-K, which is a method to try to help you undo unconscious beliefs. And you're going to hear more about that on September 1st. But today, I have two wonderful guest hosts. The first one's going to talk about how to heal attention deficit disorder without medication. Her name is Nikki Van Valkenburg, and she wrote the book, Train Your Brain, Transform Your Life, Conquer Attention Deficit Hyperactivity Disorder in 60 Days Without Ritalin. And my second guest host is Dr. Herman, who wrote the book Secrets from a Sofa, A Psychologist's Guide to Achieving Personal Peace. And he's going to tell us how to stop trying to solve our parents' issues and to obtain our own personal peace. So let's talk to Nikki first. Welcome, Nikki.
Hi, Dr. Melanie. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for agreeing to do. Thanks for agreeing to do this interview.
Oh, yep.
Nice so can yes? Can you tell us what exactly is attention deficit hyperactivity disorder?
Well, it's a real common problem, and I wrote about it in my book. As you mentioned, my book is a 60-day plan for conquering attention deficit disorder with or without hyperactivity. And it's called ADHD, and most people take prescription meds like Ritalin or Adderall, but there's another way to conquer attention deficit without taking drugs, and that's brain training. And my book describes a method of brain training that's currently used in clinics across the country. It's very popular, it's clinically tested, and very effective. And now you can do it in the comfort of your own home. You can train your brain to conquer attention deficit at home. And this saves you time, energy, and money.
And did you create this method or did somebody else create it?
Well, it's a method that was discovered way back in 1968 by Dr. Barry Sterman. And he discovered it in his lab working with stray cats. And it's been kind of fine-tuned and adjusted over the years. And now it's used in neurotherapy all across the country and in brain training clinics. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's actually a method. It teaches you the rhythm of peak performance. And scientists have found that there's a rhythm to optimally listening, focusing, concentrating, remembering, getting organized, and being productive. There's a rhythm to that. And it's a brainwave rhythm. It's called the technical name for it is the sensory motor rhythm. And by using this brain training system that I have, you're actually practicing that rhythm. What it is, it's a headphones, some eyeglasses, and a control box. And what you do, you put on the headphones, you put on the eyeglasses, and you lay back in your bed, you cover up with a blanket, and you start the first session. And you just close your eyes and relax. And by actually, you're going to see and hear this rhythm of peak performance. And it's going to be some heartbeat sounds and some mild flashing lights. And this rhythm will actually help you to conquer attention deficit.
Hmm. Have you yourself tried it, or do you have children that have tried it?
Oh, yes. I've tried it myself. That was the inspiration for writing my book. Is that a friend of mine called me and told me, Nikki, you can't believe what's happened to me. I've conquered attention deficit disorder lying flat on my back with my eyes closed. And I was like, wow, that's amazing. So he told me about it, and I looked up the website. This is a product that's manufactured in Canada, and the website was a lot of technical information, and I ended up buying the machine. And after I discovered that it really worked for me, I had tremendous changes, I wanted to write about it. I'm a writer. I write for local parenting magazines, and I've written books for other people. And I started writing about this, and I wanted to find out why it works. How is it that listening to this rhythm and seeing it, how is that it will help me to conquer attention deficit disorder? So it's really an amazing program, and each session only takes 22 minutes, so it won't take up too much of your time. And what you do is you listen to one session for 5 days, and then you go on to the next one, and that would be a new session. And you'd listen to that one for 5 days, and you would keep going, and the control box has many different sessions on that. And by the end of 60 days, you will have completed the protocol. And each session becomes a little bit progressively more difficult. And it teaches you this rhythm by when you use the machine, you're actually practicing this rhythm. And yes, you're lying flat on your back with your eyes closed, but you're actually seeing and hearing the rhythm and you're practicing it. And it's like they say, practice makes perfect and repetition creates mastery.
Okay. So what's the youngest age you can use this on effectively?
Well, it was originally tested in elementary schools. So we do have elementary children using it. And it was written about in the Journal of Neurotherapy. And what they did is they went into this school. It was a school in Minnesota. And they tested. They had children that had attention deficit and special needs. And they tested them before the program, and they gave them the TOVA, the Wechsler, things like that. And they did some reading comprehension, some math tests. And then they put them on this program, and they had them use this machine for 60 days. And then they tested them after using the program. And they found that the machine gave a significant improvement in reading scores and math scores, in comprehension, and it even increased their intelligence on the Wechsler scale. So that was really amazing.
Because that's what we need, is the documented proof. It's evidence-based type therapy. So that's really good.
So right. I would love for everybody to read my book. You can visit my website and get a lot of information for free. You can read the first chapter of my book there, and my website is www.trainyourbraintransformyourlife.com.
Sounds really good. Well, why don't we go to a break, and when we come back, we'll talk some more about this interesting subject. Thank you.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Here's a medical update from the Interstitial Cystitis Association. Interstitial cystitis, or IC, is a serious and chronic health problem that feels like a urinary tract infection, but does not respond to antibiotics. Also called painful bladder syndrome, IC can affect anyone. It is estimated that between 4 and 12 million people in the U.S. alone may have IC. That's more than the number of people with breast cancer, Alzheimer's disease, and autism combined. There is no known cause or cure, but there are treatments to help control symptoms and improve quality of life. For information on diagnosis, treatment, and support, visit www.ichelp.org. That's ICHELP, P as in Paul, .org. Or call 1-800-HELP. P as in Paul, ICA.
Are you ready to go green?
You've asked, and we've heard you. Voice America presents the Green Talk Network. Environmental topics are at the forefront of our society, and the Green Talk Network is here to keep you up to date on the latest trends and new innovations for the eco-conscious lifestyle. We'll help promote a variety of ideas on the environment, from global warming issues to how you can become more eco-friendly in your daily activities. Be a part of the solution, not the problem. Visit the Green Talk Network page on voiceamerica.com and tune in to help spread the green.
Join classical homeopath Piper Martin to discover an entirely new way to experience pregnancy, birth, and postpartum. Educate yourself and connect with the possibilities of new choices and opportunities for you and your baby. Learn to use homeopathy to support yourself and your baby both physically and emotionally. We'll also discuss topics specific to all women, such as understanding and accepting our bodies, relating to other women, and how to expand out of your comfort zone and discover new and powerful concepts. Tune in to The Whole Woman, Thursdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific, on Voice America Health and Wellness.
Opinions, options, answers. Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're listening to The Dr. Melanie Show with your host, Dr. Melanie Barton. To participate in our discussion this week, please call toll-free 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. Or send an email to drmelaniebarton@gmail.com. Now, back to our program.
Welcome back to the Dr. Melanie Show. Today we're talking with Nikki Van Valkenburg about how to heal attention deficit disorder without medication. And in the second half, we'll be talking to Dr. Herman about how to let go of your parents' issues in your life and obtain peace. So back to our interview with Nikki. Nikki, for our listeners, can you tell us what the symptoms or warning signs are of ADHD, please?
Sure. Some of the warning signs are poor concentration, that you're like a light switch and you're turned off whenever something's boring, too complicated, or hard to understand, and you just don't have enough of a boost to focus and stay on track. So unless something interests you, it's really hard to concentrate and focus. Another sign is distraction. If something doesn't capture your attention, then you tune out and you start thinking about other things. Part of the problem is a lack of stimulation. If you don't have enough stimulation or arousal, then your thoughts will be elsewhere. Another sign is disorganization, being all over the place and scattered, and restlessness, having a low tolerance for boredom. Waiting in line is pure torture. If you listen to a boring speaker, you just like to get up and leave. Another sign is, as I mentioned, low arousal. When you can't get into gear and you feel bored or apathetic, you have trouble starting projects, switching between activities, finishing your work. And if something doesn't interest or challenge you, then you might as well forget it. Another sign is craving for stimulation. And sometimes people with ADHD are thrill seekers or adrenaline junkies. And you just, by doing things like roller coasters, skydiving, even picking a fight with somebody, that kind of gives you that extra push that you need to focus. And a lot of people, they look for ways to turn on their brain power. They drink coffee, soda, energy drinks, because they just don't have enough get up and go. And that's just a sign of a need for stimulation. And another other symptoms really quickly are impulsiveness, poor short-term memory, dissatisfaction and frustration, and sometimes there's feeling emotionally wounded.
That's quite a long list.
Yeah, that's, and you can also find that at my website, too, if anyone wants to recap that. It's trainyourbraintransformyourlife.com.
Okay. Well, hopefully you'll have a lot of traffic after this interview. They won't be bored, and they'll go look at your information.
Great.
Now, for pharmaceutical companies who have had the monopoly on treating this, you know, with Ritalin or Adderall or Concerta or Dexedrine, they must not be happy with this method. Do they, have they said anything or tried to affect the sales of this process, this machinery?
Well, I haven't had too much opposition from that, but one neat thing about this approach is that if you live in Canada, you can get it covered by your insurance. So you
can walk into
any doctor's office in Canada and tell them that you have attention deficit disorder or post-traumatic stress or anxiety or depression. These are all things that the machine or this program treats. It treats panic attacks. It treats seasonal affective disorder. If you have any of these problems, you can walk into your doctor's office in Canada and get it covered by your insurance. And that's part of the Health Canada initiative. So we do have some scientific support for this program. I did have one American customer who downloaded a report on my website, and they took that to their doctor, and they were able to get this covered by their insurance. If you go to my website, trainyourbraintransformyourlife.com, there is a free downloads page, and I have their 11-page report, Information for Your Doctor. And so please go there and download that and check it out. You know, maybe you can get this covered by your insurance.
How, is it cost-effective if they bought it, you know, out of pocket? Is the machinery cost-effective?
I think so. It really, the machine costs about $330, but, you know, it's yours to keep. And you could use it for, you know, the rest of your life. I have people that the mother and father use it and the kids use it, so a whole household uses it. And when you do that, it really pays off. If you consider the cost of medicine, taking something like Ritalin, even if you have a deductible and your copay is like $30 and you're taking that every month, it can really add up. And before you know it, the machine will have paid for itself.
Sounds like a really good idea. So
yeah, and you know, with brain training, the results are lasting and permanent. And that's really exciting because, you know, when you take Ritalin or Dexedrine, Adderall, your problems return after your last pill is taken. And
plus side effects.
Right, side effects. So with the alert brain training system, you're creating permanent and lasting changes in the brain.
Can you explain how the process works? I heard about, you know, sounds and flashing lights, but how does the process actually work?
Well, the machine teaches you the rhythm of peak performance. So it's the rhythm of what a person is optimally listening, focusing, concentrating, remembering. And by listening to this device, by using this machine, you stimulate and arouse your brain. And this, so you do the same thing that Ritalin does without taking the pills. You stimulate and arouse the brain. You stabilize the tempo of your brain waves. If your brain waves are too fast, if they're hyperactive, or maybe they're sluggish, too slow, whatever it is, your brain waves, the tempo will become stabilized. It'll become normalized, fine-tuned, and you'll be conditioning your brain waves. And another thing is you'll receive a boost of electrochemical communication in the brain. You'll increase your dopamine and serotonin, and you'll be doing it naturally. And then you'll replace your ADHD with the rhythm of peak performance. Another thing it does is it increases oxygen and blood flow to the brain, and it enables you to relax deeply, which lowers your stress hormones in the blood like cortisol, adrenaline, and insulin.
It sounds like a cure-all for many things.
Yeah, it really is a wonderful system.
And also, it's something I think every school system should have.
I think so, and I'm trying to get in the schools. Our program does come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. And so, you know, if you try it and it's not for you, you can always send it back.
Does the child have to be cooperative or the person cooperative to get it to work?
Well, I think so, yes. But let me tell a funny story. The man who invented the alert brain training machine, his name is David Seaver, along with another guy, a school psychologist, Michael Joyce. And David Seaver, his own son, was attention deficit disorder, and the school was recommending that he take Ritalin. Well, he said, not my son. I've invented this brain training machine. I want him to use this machine. Well, his son put up a fight and said, oh, no, I'm not using that machine. So what they did is they set their alarm clock a little bit early, and he tiptoed into his son's machine, put the headset on and put the eyeglasses, set the control box, put it on the first session, and then he left. And what, by the time the boy woke up, he had done his brain training for the day.
So was he appreciative at the end?
Trickery, like.
Yeah, I don't think that will work in all cases, but maybe in that situation it was all right. I don't know if the son later forgave the dad or was appreciative, but it'd be interesting to see what the follow up was on that.
Well, you know, it's not always like that, and a lot of kids use it and have really good results. They like the relaxing feeling that they produce, that the machine produces. My son uses it occasionally, and he calls it his science fiction machine, and he likes to think of it in a Star Wars, Empire Strikes Back type of way, and that makes him want to use it.
Well, it takes, you say in your book, about 60 days, but is that just an average, or is it if you do the program, it takes 60 days to do it?
Well, you'll start noticing little changes right away. You'll start noticing that it's easier to read. You start to remember things. You have better concentration. You'll start to notice things like that right away. But it is a 60-day program, and the reason we do that is because of the conditioning. It's kind of like a piano that needs to be fine-tuned. You know, someone might come into your house to tune your piano, but a couple days later, the piano may not sound good again. It may kind of reverse. And so by coming back and tuning it again, you condition the piano. And it's the same thing with the brain training. You're conditioning your brain to hold that rhythm. And by the time you 60 days finish, you will have mastered the rhythm, and you'll be able to, it's yours to keep, and it, you can bring it into open-eyed existence, and then it's permanent and lasting.
Hmm, sounds good. You said that you were going to make a special offer to the listeners. Can you tell them about that, about your book?
Right. If anyone is at the Voice America website for Dr. Melanie Burton, if you click on that banner, there's a little red, yellow, orange banner. If you click on that, you can get $5 off the book, and it'll take you straight to the website, www.trainyourbraintransformyourlife.com.
Wonderful. Well, thank you very much, Nikki, and I appreciate you being here, and I hope you'll stay on the line in case there are questions for you later. But let's go to a break.
You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Here's a medical update from the Interstitial Cystitis Association. Interstitial cystitis, or IC, is a serious and chronic health problem that feels like a urinary tract infection, but does not respond to antibiotics. Also called painful bladder syndrome, IC can affect anyone. It is estimated that between 4 and 12 million people in the U.S. alone may have IC. That's more than the number of people with breast cancer, Alzheimer's disease, and autism combined. There is no known cause or cure, but there are treatments to help control symptoms and improve quality of life. For information on diagnosis, treatment, and support, visit www.ichelp.org. That's I-C-H-E-L-P, P as in Paul, .org. Or call 1-800-H-E-L-P, P as in Paul, ICA.
You're listening to the Dr. Melanie Show with your host, Dr. Melanie Barton. To participate in our discussion this week, please call toll-free 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. Or send an email to drmelaniebarton@gmail.com. Now, back to our program.
Welcome back to the Dr. Melanie Show. Today we're talking about how to cure your ADHD without medication and how to get rid of the issues of your parents in your life and to have peace. So my second guest host is Dr. Kenneth Herman. And he has written a book, Secrets from the Sofa. So, Dr. Herman, thank you for being with me today.
My pleasure.
You've been around for a while, I noticed, in the book, so you have a lot of wisdom to share with us.
Well, I've always considered my destiny to make the world a little better, and I've had a very rich career in the field of clinical psychology. And I've always felt there's a need for a book to help people live the best life possible. So Secrets from the Sofa is really based on my many years of experience in cognitive psychology. Cognitive means how you think, you know, and if you think positively, that really affects your behavior. And if you think very critical of yourself and you put yourself down, that's kind of depressing. So this book is really a kind of magic book in the sense that it's a quality for change. It can help people improve the general quality of their life, help them feel good about themselves, help them control their destiny and their life, understand their emotions like fear and guilt, anxiety, depression, anger, help them recognize their strengths. That's a big one. People are very prone to put themselves down, and they don't realize that they have a lot of strengths. And help them to be more confident. Life is tough, and you have to be strong and confident and assertive. Search yourself to deal effectively with life's encumbrances. have mm-hmm. a healthy relationship with people and make each day count. I talk
and
to people
about a healthy
about,
relationship with yourself too.
Yeah, you got to have a good picture of yourself, and you have to set goals. If you don't set goals, you know, if you don't know where you're going, how are you going to get there?
Yeah, and, if you aim for nothing, you'll hit it.
Mm. So I'm very happy with the results of the book and the many people that it's been able to change mm-hmm. change their direction in life and give them more confidence to cope.
Good. How long did it take you to actually write it?
Well, to tell you the truth, it took me about 15 years because I was trying to preserve everything that I knew when it became unwieldy. But this book is a compilation of about 900 pages, and it's a synthesis of that, and it's a couple of hundred pages. I call it a catalyst for change. You can't read the book without discovering what you have to work on to improve the quality of your life. And if you're receptive to change, not everybody is, but if
That's
you
right.
want to live the best life possible, you'll see yourself in the book and have some direction for what you want to focus on to make your life better.
And it can also have you think about what you say to your own children. What kind of tapes are you putting in their head?
Well, that's a big one. The beginning of the book is Childhood Matters. If there are parents listening right now, let me tell you the secret to raising a healthy, confident, independent child. Send the
Please
positive
do.
Messages. Give them a good model to emulate. Avoid attacking their personality. I mean, deal with the, if you want to talk to them about cleaning their room, do it without calling them stupid or naughty or bad. Don't send those bad, unhealthy messages that produce guilt and insecurity. Give them a relationship, spend time with them. Above all, set limits, rules. Kids have to become self-disciplined. They have to have rules to go by.
They want them even though they fight them.
Absolutely. They'll test you, but they want to know what they can do and what they can't do. If we drove around the streets without street signs and speed limits and everything, people would be testing all kinds of behavior.
Rules and that
give kids security.
Well, let's talk specifically about some of the techniques or ways you suggest for how people can reduce anxiety. Can you share that with our listeners?
Okay. Anxiety is normal. It's normal to be a little apprehensive, especially if you're going into new situations. Underlying anxiety is fear, you know, especially if you haven't been familiar with doing something. The fear of failing, the fear of rejection, the fear of embarrassment. But use anxiety as a signal to get stronger. If you're afraid of standing in front of a group and speaking, you may be anxious doing it, but if you do it, the fear is going to be diminished. If you avoid a situation that you should be in and talking to groups, the fear is going to be heightened. So use it as a signal to get stronger. That's the key to dealing with anxiety. Realize that life is difficult. Make yourself, fortify yourself to be strong and to face problems directly. If you're anxious about how you're playing tennis and what you look like and making a fool of yourself, take tennis lessons. Don't find fault with yourself and call yourself a spaz. If you're anxious about speaking, as I said, engage in speaking situations. Even if you're anxious, the anxiety will go down. One lady who read the book hadn't dated for 7 years. She was divorced. She read the book, and she said, I learned in the book I can take charge of my life, and I started going out socially. She's met somebody after 7 years because she had the fortitude and the incentive to go out and not be so concerned with being rejected or not being attractive. She went with more of a positive attitude, and she did meet somebody, and now she's looking forward to getting married again. And that's the way you deal with anxiety, head on and
face your fears.
Absolutely.
But you also, when you face them, you've got to visualize that it's possible to overcome them.
Not only overcome it, but even if you make a mistake, even if you fail, there's growth that takes place. You don't have to keep stepping in the same holes. You learn
yes.
from trying. If mm-hmm. you don't get up at bat, you're never going to get a hit. You may say, well, I won't strike out. Yeah, you won't have any fun either.
Right.
You know, you
right.
got to take a chance. You got to, you know, life is precious. It's short under any circumstances. You got to make the best and the most of every day. And that's what the book is about. You cannot read that book and not improve in some way if you're receptive to living the best life possible.
And your book is timeless. It isn't just based on today's trends. It's can be appropriate for many generations.
Well, I can't tell. The book has won 6 national literary awards for adolescence, for the best personal growth book, for health, for psychology. So professionals are judging the book to be of worth. And so there are a lot of self-help books out there. This is a reader-friendly one. It's easy to understand. It's fun to read about how other people have dealt with problems. It's full of good suggestions. I mean, I tell people, don't keep stepping in the same holes. I tell people if they have about having conflicting urges. You know what a conflicting urge is? It's somebody that goes to a gym and works out and smokes. I mean, do the healthy thing. Protect your integrity. Look at how many intelligent people get into difficulty with the law. Protect your integrity. Do the healthy things. Do the things that make you proud.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Good idea.
And above all, find your strengths. Don't be knocking yourself. Find the positive things about yourself. And one of the things you asked me in the written material, you said, you know, what can I tell people that could kind of help them? I could tell them to recognize their strengths, to acknowledge their strong points and to take advantage of them. We all have them. People are a lot stronger than they give themselves credit for.
Yes, but they don't know it until they actually try to do something and realize, you know what? I can do that.
You know, I was in a procession at Columbia University. They were inaugurating a new president, and a girl was helping me put on my academic regalia, and she said, "Are you somebody very important?" I said, "I'm somebody very important, and you're somebody important too." And that's the message I want to send to your audience. Everybody is important and special. And if you believe that, treat yourself special and important.
Mm-hmm. Good idea. Well, I know from the work I've done with clients and some of the research I did for my dissertation that stress can really affect you physically, emotionally, spiritually. How does it actually affect somebody?
Stress can
physically?
Be a killer. It kills
yes.
a lot of people. Thousands of people die of a heart attack of stress. It's not healthy to go. I often ask people when I start to see them, are you a relaxed person or are you a tense person? Stress can be a killer. It can produce all kinds of ulcers and all kinds of, affect your blood pressure and affect your sleep and affect your ability to concentrate. You know, so the subtitle of my book is A Psychologist's Guide to Personal Peace. If you treat yourself well, and you think positively, and you make each day count, and you do healthy things. What's a healthy thing? Eating properly, sleeping properly, exercising, reading. The mind and the body needs to be stimulated. If you do the healthy thing, you won't be tense. You'll be relaxed. Mm-hmm. Don't try to resolve tension with cigarettes or drugs or alcohol. It only exacerbates. It only makes things worse.
Yes.
That's no way to deal with it. So
but some people don't know how to
killer.
Some people don't know how to do it on their own, so the book will help them do that, but other people may
have to
see.
It's interesting that you say that, Dr. Melanie, because I devoted a chapter to the book, When to Seek Professional Help. Mm-hmm. You know, if you're out of control, if you're thinking of hurting yourself or hurting somebody, if you can't if you can't deal with life on a daily basis, you know, if you're apathetic, if you're wasting your time, if you're having problems with people, if you have problems that you've tried to resolve and you can't, there's a lot of professional people out there that can help you. It's not necessary for you to be walking around with all those problems. And there's an interesting short chapter in the book, When to Seek Professional Help. And the book is available as an ebook for as little as $3. And the book is, and there's several chapters in my website that people can look at it, but I'm really proud of the book. I mean, I know the literature out there. There are a lot of good self-help books, but I can vouch for this one because I spend a lot of time thinking about what to say to folks to help them.
Okay. Well, right before we go to a break, they can go to your website, www.secretsfromthesofa.com, and find out more. So let's go to a break, and then we'll talk to you after the break.
A healthy dialogue for your lifestyle. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Taking care of yourself should not be complicated. The process of restoring your health can be simple, easy, and enjoyable by making a few small changes one at a time. That's the principle behind From the Inside Out with your host, Dr. Rhonda Nelson. If you're looking for a simple way to improve your health, we'll provide the motivation, encouragement, and information about how to restore optimal health one step at a time and from the inside out. Tune in every Monday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel.
Here's a medical update from the Interstitial Cystitis Association. Interstitial cystitis, or IC, is a serious and chronic health problem that feels like a urinary tract infection, but does not respond to antibiotics. Also called painful bladder syndrome, IC can affect anyone. It is estimated that between 4 and 12 million people in the U.S. alone may have IC. That's more than the number of people with breast cancer, Alzheimer's disease, and autism combined. There is no known cause or cure, but there are treatments to help control symptoms and improve quality of life. For information on diagnosis, treatment, and support, visit www.ichelp.org. That's ICHELP, P as in Paul, .org. Or call 1-800-HELP, P as in Paul, ICA.
You're listening to the Dr. Melanie Show with your host, Dr. Melanie Barton. To participate in our discussion this week, please call toll-free 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. Or send an email to drmelaniebarton@gmail.com. Now, back to our program.
Welcome back to the Dr. Melanie Show. Today we're talking about how to heal ADHD without medication, and how to resolve your parents' issues in your own life and have peace. So I'm talking with Dr. Herman, a psychologist who wrote the book Secrets from the Sofa, A Psychologist's Guide to Achieving Personal Peace. So back to what we were talking about, you know, people find out reading your book what they need to do, and it's simply spelled out, but what would be the reason that people don't want to do it?
Well, that's a fantastic question. I never realized when I was studying psychology there was so much of a resistance to change. It's maybe part human nature. People like to stay with what's safe and comfortable. But what's safe and comfortable is not always rewarding. I mean, you could just ignore a hole in a roof for so long, and, the whole house will disappear if you let it go.
Yes.
So you can't just ignore a problem and expect to have a meaningful life. What happens is if you have an issue that you should deal with and you don't deal with it, you know what happens, Dr. Melody? You start talking to yourself. if you're angry with somebody that's taken advantage of you and you permit yourself to be abused by them, you start talking to yourself about what you'd like to say to that person. The problem is nothing gets done. It just gets worse. And the minute you have the guts and the confidence to confront that person, you'll feel better. So I say to your listeners, if you're in a bad situation, get out of there. Confront the person. Don't permit yourself to be abused. Don't permit yourself to stay in a situation that's not beneficial to you in any way.
And sometimes we get frozen into unhealthy patterns because we're afraid of the uncharted unknown more than the familiar bad that we're living in.
That's what I was saying. People stay with what's safe and comfortable, but it's not safe. It just seems like it's safe and comfortable. Mm-hmm. It's not safe and comfortable because the problem just gets worse and worse and worse. And you get down on yourself and angry with yourself, and you push that anger inside, and it comes out in some other way.
Yes, and it often will end up in a physical crisis because your body can only take so much.
Mm-hmm.
So, as a parent, what would you recommend that we do? I know you said, say positive statements and don't attack their personality, but what would be one greatest thing that we as parents could do to make sure our kids don't end up working out our issues?
All right. My wife and I raised four wonderful children. I have a daughter who's a doctor. With what I know about human behavior, if I didn't do the best job possible, and I gave the marriage and the relationship with the children a priority. We spent a lot of time with our children. We sent the positive messages. They still like to hear compliments from their parents, and they're older now. As I said, give them a model. If you want, you give them a model to emulate.
Yes.
And definitely give them rules and give them a lot of love and attention. And an opportunity to be their own person. Children need two big, big things from parents. You ready?
Yes.
They need rules and wings. They need somebody to teach them about life until they're able to internalize and become self-disciplined. They need somebody to teach them, how to behave. They need somebody to teach them values. They need somebody to teach them understanding and respect for people. They need somebody to guide them. They don't, the young child is dependent upon the parent to get the nurturing and the love and the attention and the guidance and the rules, as I said. Those are all important things. They don't need to be put down. They don't need to be felt guilty. They don't need their personality attacked. If your child hits, if your son hits his sister, you don't tell him he's bad. You tell him he can't hit his sister. We don't do that. That's not the way we treat people. You don't tell him he's bad, because those labels are very difficult to get rid of in adult life. And as far as growing independent from your as an adult, independent from your upbringing, realize that you're not a child anymore, and you don't have to carry those negative messages that abuse that you may have gotten in your childhood. That can all be resolved. Problems can be resolved. And if you're reading and you've tried on your own and you can't do it, there's help available. There's a lot of help out in society.
And an interesting fact that I've learned in my own life is when I started to change some of the issues I was carrying around of my parents, I was role modeling for them that it was possible for them to do something about their issues, and they actually did.
Mm-hmm.
So we, just because we're the kids doesn't mean we can't be the teachers too.
And I don't know if your guests are permitted to pat you on the back for what you're doing, but to have a program like you're having that can influence the growth and development and happiness of many people, you deserve a big pat on the back. So,
well, thank you.
Pat yourself on the back for all you do.
I appreciate that greatly because I don't often hear the positive feedback. You'll hear if something's wrong, but not if something's right. So that's good. Thank you.
Yeah.
In all your years of working as a psychologist, what's the greatest thing you ever learned from your clients or patients?
That everybody is really receptive to change. No matter how bad your background was, I mean, I've seen people that come out of the worst possible conditions, that you can have hope. Everybody mm-hmm. can have hope, and everybody has strengths, and everybody should view themselves as being special and attractive. There's always hope, no matter what the problem is. I mean, you know, I spent my life with people with problems, and I would always encourage them some way. Even people that where death was imminent, maybe they had AIDS, they had an inoperable tumor, and maybe they only had 2 months to live. And I would say to them, well, one thing's certain, you're not dead now. You're alive,
right.
And you have precious time, and let's see what we can do with it to make the best and the most of it. So have hope, no matter what your situation, have hope that you can change and there's going to be a better day tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. I like that philosophy.
Yeah, that's powerful. That's powerful. Mm-hmm. No matter mm-hmm. if you're going to jail, I've seen people that are with not only death is imminent, they're going to jail. One lady right here in my town just used such poor judgment. She's a postal worker. Postal worker that took a customer's credit card and tried to use it. Now she's lost her job and she's going to go to jail. And she's going to have to regroup. She's going to mm-hmm. have to regroup. She made a big, big mistake. Hopefully she learned from it. And if you make a mistake, learn from it. You get a lot of credit for trying, even if you fail. You get a mm-hmm. lot of credit for trying. And next time it could be better.
But if you don't try, you're not going to fail. So you got to do something.
If you don't try, you're never going to have the opportunity to have that nice experience, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You get a lot of points for trying.
Yes. Yes. And the more that you try, the more confidence you'll gain.
Mm-hmm.
And some things will work out right. And then you'll begin to say, well, maybe I really can. And then you find out you can. So, well, Dr. Herman, I really appreciate you being my guest today. And now it's time to wrap it up. So, thank you, Dr. Herman.
Thank you, and good luck to all your listeners.
Well, thank you so much. So today we've learned about how to train your brain to no longer have ADHD. We learned how to resolve some of our parents' issues and to have inner peace. And I want to say thank you to Brad, my engineer, because he keeps me on time and on task. And also to Mark Pace, my executive producer. So I want you to be sure that you check out Dr. Herman's website, www.secretsfromthesofa.com. And I want you to go to Nikki's website. And let me see where I put that information. Nikki, are you still there?
It's www.trainyourbraintransformyourlife.com. Trainyourbraintransformyourlife.com.
Thank you so much. So next week, we're going to be talking about sexual addiction, and you're going to be hearing from an actual person who's in recovery. This is a show you will not want to miss. Remember to email me at drmelaniebarton@gmail.com. Remember to help yourself by helping someone else. Until next week, goodbye for now.
Thank you so much for joining us this week for the Dr. Melanie Show. Please join your host, Dr. Melanie Barton, again next Thursday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. We'll see you next week for another great program.